tradition requires at this point that I give you some report on the future of the state of the society and its future. I've already indicated to the members this morning that anyone who has any suggestions for us on the general business of raising funds for the society, please tell your favorite trustee, the treasurer, or Mr. Lipset, because we're going to need to work on that. A word or two about future meeting plans. This fall, in September, which is fall in Toronto, but not fall in Texas, though sometimes it's almost fall. The temperature drops below 100, Don. Mm-hmm. By the 19th of and 20th of September, we will have a meeting in Toronto, which we are not going to call a regional meeting because it is just a meeting in Toronto with our confrère of the Chatterton Society in Canada. It is the program as it's now planned looks most auspicious. It is an event which these developments in Canada, I put it this way, are events that encourage us all greatly, and I urge the members of the society, if at all possible, to be present. I think it's also a very pleasant time to be in Toronto, and that we'll have a very interesting program. We will hear a little further about that in a moment when we get a report from Mr. Cox. Our meeting for next fall will be in Philadelphia. An excellent program has been put together by April 3rd through 5th, 87, in Philadelphia. It's time the Philadelphia Society met in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And this is the year for it because this will fit the bicentennial. Dr. Forrest McDonald, with the able assistance of his lady, has put together a superb program for this spring meeting of next year. It will be, I think, a classic. It will be a program with an exclusive focus on the bicentennial theme, on the Constitution of the United States. It will not be a hodgepodge, a potpourri, or a glancing aside at a variety of issues that are of interest to us all. But as is proper for the place and time, the Constitution. You will receive further word on the program, and we would urge you to alert other members and would-be guests at this momentous occasion to express their interest in being present early, because the guest list may have to close fairly early. We expect to have somewhat more attendance than usual. We're going to make some room, but a word to the wise. We should be, I think, quite excited about this meeting. I think it will become part of the public record of American conservatism, which means to say that we intend to print it. As to the fall meeting of 1987, thus far nothing is definite. There is talk of several possible places, and we'll make our mind up about that in time to decide whether or not we want to go someplace else. There's some possibility of coming back to Chicago for the fall meeting, but none of that has settled thus far. At this point, I want to report to you on the names of our new officers and trustees-elect. For the coming year, our president will be Dr. William Campbell of Louisiana State University, our first vice president, Dr. Ernest Lefevre of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, Mr. James Campaign, publisher, and Bon Vivant will be our second vice president. We will continue with the Secretary, the Treasurer, and Assistant Treasurer that we have had as staples of our existence in previous years. Of course, Mr. Don Lipset, Mr. David Stir, Mr. Dan Hales. Our incoming trustees are six, not five, and this morning I neglected to mention that as one trustee had resigned, that we have six new trustees instead of five. The trustees, in their great wisdom, have appointed Mr. James Evans to fill the vacancy caused by resignation. Our new trustees are Mr. Manuel Young, Mr. Louis Dimlow, Mr. Joe Morris, Judge Daniel Boggs, Dr. Leonard Liggio. And we welcome all of these new members to the Board of Trustees, and they will discover that it is more than an honorific title and that there is at least a little work involved, and for the next 2 years, 3 years, perhaps a lot of work. I would mention also that the retiring trustees, who will not trouble you further, for a while anyway, are Mr. Arnold Bashman, Mr. David Meiselman, Dr. Forrest McDonnell, Mr. Stan Evans, and myself.